All right, time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, Sumaya, and then we're going to go to the motion opposer, Deborah. Sumaya, your time starts now.
Elections have been the basis of democracy from as far back as we can remember. From by-elections to runoffs to generals, there are a variety of voting systems that help us to practice democracy in our dear country, Nigeria. Now, before I continue, I would like to introduce myself as a speaker in support for the motion which says direct primary should be made compulsory for all political parties. With that being said, good day, moderator, accurate timekeeper, my panel of judges, my opposing partner, and my ever-attentive listeners. Now, what are primary elections? Primary elections are elections that are done within a political party in order to choose the flag bearers or candidates that will represent them in other elections, such as general elections and so on. When it comes to Nigeria's history with direct primaries, it hasn't really been a positive one. About more than 5 years ago, APC, which is the All Progressives Congress, brought direct primaries to Nigeria. But up till now, it still has not had a very positive standing. APC is still the only party that uses direct primaries, while the others use indirect primaries. Even within APC itself, there is a lot of opposition towards this voting system. Ahead of the 2019 elections, 27 state chapters used indirect primaries for their governorship elections, while the minority used direct primaries. Now, there are a number of reasons why direct primaries should be the one for Nigeria. First of all, direct primaries are still the best voting system in order to curb corruption. When it comes to the Electoral Act Amendment of Nigeria, in November 2021, it was pushed by Femi Gbajabiamila, who was the Speaker of the House of Representatives, to the President to assent to this bill. Now, the President at first refused, citing that he needed, and I quote, the opinions of other national critical institutions before he could assent to the bill. Now, this is a man that knows what he's talking about. He has the nation's best interest in mind. Another point which I would like to state is that direct primaries are still the best when it comes to giving a sense of belonging. Now, direct primaries give an opportunity to all political party members to vote for a candidate of their choice. Direct primary elections, some people might state that direct primaries cost a lot of money. Yes, with the current economic status of Nigeria, but after the storm comes the calm. INEC has stated that they would even try to that they will support the president if he assents to the bill. Fortunately for us, on the 25th of February 2022, the president did assent to the bill. With these points of mine, I have no doubt that you guys will not be able to agree with me that direct primaries should be made compulsory for all political parties. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lagos, don't forget, you can keep watching on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also watch on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We have the live feeds up. And if you can't watch right now, you can watch again on DSTV channel 259 or your regular TV if you tune to channel 57. That's on Wazobia Max TV. All right, we've heard from Sumaya. Sumaya is 15 years old in SS2 at Atanzil Schools. That's in Ikorodu. And she just supported that direct primaries should be compulsory. Opposing that motion is Deborah Pamzat. Deborah Pamzat is an SS3. She's at Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan Badagry. Deborah, your time starts now.
Good evening, the moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and ever-attentive audience. I'm Deborah Pamzat of Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan Badagry, Education District 5. I'm here to oppose a proposition which states that direct primaries should be compulsory for all political parties. A direct primary is a voting system in which all card-carrying members of a political party choose their party's candidate, whereas an indirect primary is a political arrangement whereby few selected members of a political party are allowed to decide the candidates on behalf of others. I strongly believe that direct primary should not be compulsory for all political parties. Why? To start with, indirect primaries is less cumbersome in terms of organization, as the number of delegates that will take part in nomination process is manageable in size, unlike direct primaries that give room for a large number of electorates. Also, panel of judges. Indirect primaries should be compulsory for all political parties because the cost of running it is less than that of direct primaries because they accommodate a large number of electorate. The funds that should have been expended on organizing direct primaries can be saved and expended on other areas of need of the party in question. Besides, the alternative audience. In indirect primaries, the possibility of thuggery and violence is less because people of different interests are coming together in direct primaries, so security can be hijacked by the rival opposition party. Furthermore, panel of judges, you will agree with me that indirect primaries pays attention to quality rather than quantity. Considering the caliber of delegates chosen as voters, ward chairmen, party leaders, executive members, and other stakeholders, one cannot expect anything short of a credible candidate that will ensure the party's victory at general election and also a candidate that will be acceptable to majority of the party members. A direct primary can produce a mediocre because it is a game of numbers. Again, the attentive audience. It is easier to determine winners in indirect primaries because of the small number of delegates and the caliber of people involved in the voting process. Also, panel of judges and the attentive audience. Direct primaries consume too much time. The time to organize the voters, the time for each voter to cast his or her vote, the time for counting the vote, and also the time for logistics. I vehemently posit that indirect primaries, not direct primaries, should be compulsory for all political parties. In conclusion, Mahatma Gandhi once said, and I quote, "An error does not become truth by reason of multiplied propagation. Not that it should become an error because nobody sees it." The truth in this argument is that indirect primaries should be compulsory for all political parties, not direct primaries. Thank you, and I'll be back.
Thank you very much, Deborah Pamzat. Deborah Pamzat is 15 years old, and she's a student, an SS3 student at the Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankom Badagry. All right, ladies, catch your breath. Let me tell Lagos about our sponsors. Paystack, of course, one of our sponsors, our headline sponsor at this event, actually. Paystack allows you to do so much through Paystack. So if you're a business person and you're looking for ways to receive payment from any part of the world, Paystack is the way to do it, right? Paystack helps businesses like yours accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, in any currency. So let's say that you have a customer in Ghana or the US or Malaysia, they can pay you online. It doesn't matter if they don't have Naira, they can pay you in dollars, they can pay you in cedis, they can pay you in pounds or euros, any currency that works for your customers, and you get paid. That's why over 60,000 businesses and startups and government agencies are using Paystack right now. Paystack is powering their growth. And if you choose Paystack today, you're going to get free access to all the tools that they are using. So if you're just starting, some of these tools will help you launch your business, start getting paid. If you're already operating, you're going to be able to scale your business. And so you get some tools like a free website, for instance, right? And for creating a website, you don't need any technical skills for that because Paystack will create the website for you free of charge. They also have a free mobile app for managing your sales, for managing your orders, even when you are on the move. And if you want to send invoices, yeah, you just be able to do that. And that's just the beginning of what Paystack can do for you. So if you want to get started, visit paystack.com/beg to differ. paystack.com/beg to differ. That's paystack.com/beg to differ. Sign up for free and let me know how that goes for you. All right, now that we've got time for our debaters to catch their breath, it's time for the rebuttal round. This time we will start with the motion opposer, Deborah Pamzat. Direct primaries should be compulsory.
I still remain on my stance that direct primaries should not be compulsory for all political parties. My opponent mentioned the point. She said that direct primaries curb corruption. I totally disagree with you because even in direct primaries, the number of votes can be tampered with. There was an election that was once conducted in Nigeria. At the direct primary level, the aspirant had a total of 30 million votes. Then eventually became the candidate. The general election, the same aspirant had a total of 17 million votes. Panel of judges, where is the lie? Where are those remaining 17 million people that voted for this same aspirant? Then also, you mentioned another point. You said that direct primary will give a sense of belonging to the people. Well, in indirect primaries, we have delegates that represent the people at the voting level. So, of course, they may give a sense of belonging to the country, but a handful of delegates is equivalent to 10 handful of electorate. These are delegates. They are educated. They are literate. They know what they are doing. They're not just randomly selected. They are ward chairmen, party leaders, executive members, big stakeholders. You also mentioned the point. You said direct primaries cost money, and I agree with you. They cost too much money. They cost too much money. Why can't we just settle for something that does not cost too much money but still give us what we want? Indirect primaries, they don't cost much money. It's less expensive. So, yes, indirect primaries should be compulsory for all political parties, not direct primaries. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good job. Sumaya, your time starts now.
All protocols duly observed. Still with you here is Manima Shaun, a humble student from Atenzio School's Igbobo Ikorodu Lagos, here to support the motion which says direct primary should be made compulsory for all political parties. Okay, so you first said that direct primaries are too expensive. That is true. But INEC has declared its readiness to support the president if he does assent to the bill. And at the end of the day, the president saw that this bill would do better, would do more good than harm for the country, and then he did assent to the bill. Another thing you mentioned was that thuggery in direct primaries, when you mentioned the thing about the candidate having 30 million votes, corruption is a two-way thing. Jide Ojo, a political analyst, mentioned that whichever way we go, any voting system is still susceptible to corruption. You also mentioned something about quality, not quantity. In direct primaries, where you have a voters college or like delegates that are picked in order to choose for the people, this is where tribalism comes in. This is where discrimination against race, against class, against linguistic identity comes in. You also said something about time wastage. I definitely agree with you that direct primaries take a longer time than indirect primaries, but at the end of the day, it is the end that justifies the means. We cannot say because something takes a longer time we don't want to do it. It is still the best decision for our country. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sumaya. Good job. Well done. I like how they're both managing their time, times very, very well. Their time management is on point. Fantastic stuff. It's 17 minutes past 4 p.m. If you just joined us, hello to you. This is I Beg to Differ on Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I've got two 15-year-olds in the studio with me. One of them is a student at Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankom Badagri. Our second debater is an SS2 student at Atanzil Schools, Ikorodu. You know, if you go through stressful stuff like debate, you need to cool down afterwards. And so once you're done here, we're going to ensure that you get some ice cream courtesy Just Food. They call Just Delight. There's also the Camel. There's lots of like flavors, so you're going to have a good time. Now let's see what our judges have decided, because Deborah is looking at me like, ma, please just get to the results part. Ma, all this talk at talking is not necessary. Just get to the debate. All right, so the results are in. One of the things I love about my judges is that they work very fast. Remember, Lagos, if you couldn't listen from the beginning and you couldn't watch on Facebook, you can watch it on TV. Watch it tomorrow from 5 p.m. DSTV channel 259. You can also watch it on channel 57, regular TV. You don't need a cable subscription. Now, during the presentation round, Sumaya scored 5 points. The judges awarded Sumaya 6 points in style. During the opposition round, Deborah scored 8 points, and her style, she was awarded 6 points. Opposer rebuttal, Deborah scored 4 points. Her style, she was awarded 6. Supporter rebuttals, I'm talking about Sumaya now, she was awarded 5 points in rebuttal, 6 points for style. So, with a total of 72 points, Deborah Pamzat wins this round. Congratulations, Deborah.
Thank you, Yanni.
And well done.
You just qualified for the quarterfinal next week, Monday. Thank you for taking part, Sumaya. You did so well. And remember, out of over 240 applicants, you were in the top 10%. So I do hope that, you know, that means something to you. I want to congratulate you for coming this far. Well done. Congratulations.